This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Reds fell to the Giants on Saturday in San Francisco. Final score 9-2. Mike Minor had a rough day on the mound for the Reds as he sees his record fall to 1-4. He allowed 6 runs in 5 innings. He allowed the leadoff batter to reach base in all 5 innings he was on the mound. Minor also gave up 3 home runs in the game. He has now allowed 10 home runs in 5 starts. Nick Senzel drove in the Reds' first run with a single in the second. Brandon Drury hit his 15th home run of the season in the 8th. Time to get some final thoughts on the game from Tommy Thrall and Jeff Brantley.
Thanks, Jed. Well, Cowboy, it was a tough one. And once again, Mike Minor struggled keeping the ball in the ballpark. He gave up 3 of the Giants' 4 home runs today.
Yeah, I thought the bigger park would work to his advantage and just never kind of materialized. He was in trouble from really the first batter on. He was got a double play there in that first inning. It looked like, okay, give him a chance to settle down a little bit, but the opening batter, Longoria, hit the ball out of the ballpark, and then one batter later, Tyrod Estrada did the same, and it was kind of on after that. There were a lot of walks in the ball game. Those walks were scoring, and it was just never in the Reds' favor from really from pitch number one.
Well, another thing that you said, he was in trouble from the leadoff batter. The leadoff batter was on every inning against Mike Minor. I mean, that's a tough recipe for success.
Yeah, and I'm not really sure. Reds are going to have to make some tough decisions, especially when Lodolo comes back, as to how they're going to manage this rotation, because you've got some young guys that you know you need to pitch. And I can tell you right now, Mike Minor doesn't want to pitch out of the bullpen, but that may very well be the case, and at least until he gets his control and everything working the way he wants it to.
Final score, once again, 9-2, Giants over the Reds. Series wraps tomorrow. Yid, back to you.
Thanks, Tommy. Highlights right after this.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Reds lose to the Giants on Saturday night, 9-2 the final score, and now to the highlights. The Reds went out in order in the top of the first off Logan Webb. In the bottom of the first, it looked like the Giants were going to score. Austin Slater singled. Then after a strikeout, Jock Peterson singled down the left field line. So first and third with one out, and Mike Minor got exactly what he needed.
Here's the 1-1. And it's a ground ball headed to Farmer. Chance for two to India. One around Novato. Inning-ending double play. So the Reds are able to turn it over.
The Reds did cross the plate in the top of the second. With two outs, Mike Moustakas walked. Albert Almora Jr. reached on an error. That brought up Nick Senzel.
And it's a little flare into short right field. That's down for a base hit. Here comes the runner around third. Throw to the plate. Safe! Moustakas gets under the tag. And the Reds have a 1-0 lead. On a little bloop single into right field, Moustakas was running on the pitch and scores from second to give the Reds the lead.
The Giants didn't take long to tie the game and then take the lead. The first batter Mike Minor faced in the bottom of the second was Evan Longoria.
The West Coast sends it.
This ball is hammered high and very deep to left field. That is long gone. Evan Longoria ties the game at one with his seventh home run of the year. 1-1, and this ball is crushed. That's very deep to left field, and that is gone. Tyro Estrada drives it out of here to left. Out of the third of the way up the seats in left field, the ball that Longoria hit was about halfway up those seats in left. Sixth home run of the year for Estrada, and now the Giants have a 2-1 lead.
The Giants added to their lead in the bottom of the third. Slater walked to begin the inning. Wilmer Flores doubled him to third with one out. Darren Ruff got the third run home with this base hit.
Well, there won't be any double play here unless it's a line drive double play. You wouldn't want to roll the dice on that one. There, that one's ripped in the left field. A base hit. They will hold Flores at third. 3-1 as Slater scores from third base.
Evan Longoria then hit a sac fly, and it was 4-1 Giants. San Francisco scored again off Minor in the fourth. Tyrone Estrada walked to begin the inning. One out later, he had to face Tommy La Stella.
Here's the 3-1. And La Stella sends a fly ball right center field. Senzel on the run, lays out, can't get it, it's down. And around to third base is Estrada, and he will score without a throw. The ball came back into Indy, and Indy just started running back into the infield. He probably still had time to get a throw off and have a shot at the plate.
No communication, it did not appear, with Farmer and Indy as far as the play at the plate.
Mike Minor was on the mound for five innings on Saturday night for Cincinnati, and in all five innings, he allowed the leadoff hitter to reach base. In the fifth, it was Jock Peterson.
Left-hander's 0-1 pitch. Peterson lifts it into the air to center field and well hits. And Zell's back at the wall. Looks up, it's gone. Jock Peterson, a home run to straightaway center field. And the Giants lead it 6-1. Peterson with his 17th home run of the year. And that is RBI number 39.
Minor retired the next three batters, and his night was over. Five innings, eight hits, six runs, all of them earned, two walks, four strikeouts, three home runs, 96 pitches, 61 of those four strikes. Jared Solomon, who was just recalled on Friday, came on to pitch the bottom of the sixth, and things did not get any better. With one out, he walked the number eight and number nine batters. Then with two down, Wilmer Flores put the game out of reach.
Solomon's 2-2. And this ball is cranked to left field. Well hit. Pham going back, looking up. It's gone. A three-run home run for Wilmer Flores. His ninth home run of the year, and it blows the game wide open. 9-1 Giants. Fourth home run of the game for San Francisco.
The Reds' offense, meanwhile, was quiet after they scored in the second. They put a couple of runners on base in the fourth, but the inning ended with a double play. Jonathan India was hit by a pitch with two outs in the fifth, but he was stranded. Logan Webb ended his day after six innings, allowing just one unearned run. Tyler Rogers shut the Reds down in the seventh, but Cincinnati finally scored again in the top of the eighth off Sam Long. Aramis Garcia singled to right, but he was thrown out trying to stretch it into a double. Matt Reynolds hit a fly ball to center field for out number two, and that brought up Brandon Drury.
The 1-1 pitch. And Drury lifts a fly ball deep left field. Peterson's back, and it's gone. Off the top of the wall and out of here for Brandon Drury, his 15th home run of the year. That makes it 9-2, Giants.
Long came back out to pitch the top of the ninth. He set the Reds down in order, and that was that. The Reds lose it 9-2. Here are the totals for San Francisco. Nine runs, nine hits, one error, three left on base. Cincinnati, two runs, five hits, no errors. They stranded five. Webb the winner, 7-2. Minor the loser, 1-4. Home runs in the game for Cincinnati. Drury number 15. For San Francisco, Longoria number 7. Estrada number 6. Peterson number 17. Flores number 9. 2 hours and 43 minutes. 40,115 on hand in San Francisco. The wrap-up of this three-game series is Sunday afternoon. Right-hander Tyler Malley goes to the mound for the Reds. He is 1-3 with a 6.97 ERA. Former Red Anthony DeSclafani pitches for San Francisco. He's 0-1. His ERA 7.71. We're on the air with the pregame show at 3:35. First pitch is scheduled for 4:05. And once again, the final score on Saturday night, the Giants beat the Reds 9-2. And I'm Dave Armbruster with your Reds game recap.